July 31, How to Meet Opposition. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21. In our work for God we shall meet with much opposition. By falsehood and deception, the Jews strove to keep the people from believing on Christ. Today, false teachers will resort to any means to keep people from obtaining a knowledge of the truth. There are those who love error more than they love truth, because truth is opposed to their inclinations and their course of action. They refuse to repent and be converted, even though the evidence for truth is clear and convincing. They do not want to search the Scriptures to see if these things are so. There lies the cross to be lifted, but they are unwilling to deny self. God asks them to keep holy His Sabbath, but they refuse to give up their own way. A great and solemn work is before the people of God. They are to come close to Christ in self-denial and self-sacrifice, their one aim being to give the message of mercy to all the world. Some will work in one way and some in another, as the Lord shall call and lead them. But they are all to strive together, seeking to make the work a perfect whole. With pen and voice, God's servants are to labor for Him. The printed word of truth is to be translated into different tongues. To all peoples, the gospel is to be preached. Unconsecrated minds will place hindrances in the way of God's work, as they have done in the past. But do not stop to enter into controversy and create disagreeable issues. If hindered in one way, be ready to honor God by working in a way that is open. In due time, obstacles that now seem insurmountable will be removed. God can remove obstructions in ways most unexpected when He sees that by doing this, He can best glorify His name. Trials will come, but there are many who are walking at cross purposes with God. Be sure that you are walking before Him in meekness and humility. You may, yes, you will be misjudged, but the evil talkers will be ashamed if you constantly reveal the sweetness of Christ's character. Letter 193, July 31, 1901, to Dear Children.